The project, which is being called the East Side Connector, would consist of a combination of bike lanes, pathways, and assigned bike route to benefit cyclists and pedestrians. Lansing's Public Service Director Andy Kilpatrick says the idea was part of the non-motorized plan the city put together in 2011.
Right now, the only direct bike facility to downtown is along Kalamazoo Street. So we thought that it would be good to have a second route, and this also will connect the neighborhood to the school, so through several school properties as well.
The city is still seeking approval from the Lansing School District to construct the remainder of the pathway on district property. If approved, it would be done in conjunction with the work planned for the Eastern High School fields and the future location of Eastern High at Pattengill. Jeff Potter is a Williamson resident who leads bike rides with the local club Lansing Bike Party. He says biking between East Lansing and Lansing can be tricky, and this path will likely make it safer and encourage more people to bike.
I think bike use, once they mark this all up, might increase, and if they make improve the safety of the crossings, you know, may go up 5 or 10-fold, you know, along those routes, just from them making it more explicit for bikes.
The path would be constructed in 2019 and possibly into 2020, according to Kilpatrick. Close to $500,000 in federal funds has been approved for construction of the project, which is 80% of the cost. The remainder would be paid for by the city. In Lansing, I'm Katie Cook.